Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Do squirrels have houses in the trees? Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court rejecting the Trump administration's appeal to quickly resume deportations of Venezuelans under the use of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The justices issuing the decision based on an emergency appeal from lawyers representing the Venezuelan men who are accused of being gang members. On the heels of his Mideast trip, President Trump says talks over Iran's nuclear program is making progress. ABC's Karen Travers with more.
The president didn't give specifics to explain his optimism or details about what the proposal is that he said today the Iranians have from the United States. His special envoy, Steve Witkoff, has been leading these conversations. There have been four rounds of indirect talks between the United States and Iran in recent weeks. The last one happened on Sunday in Oman. It's not clear yet when the next one would take place, but the president expressing optimism that they're getting close.
Direct talks between Ukraine and Russia falling flat today in Turkey. The Russia delegation calling for Ukrainian land as terms for a ceasefire. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The entire state endured a severe weather outbreak, with over 30 tornado warnings issued last night. Now, the National Weather Service offices are out surveying the damage. NWS Twin Cities is looking at St. Croix County, where a tornado was reported seen on the ground, with pictures and videos of it near the town of Roberts, and it looked to be headed towards New Richmond. The skies were green, and this is just 45 minutes outside of Minneapolis. Meanwhile, near Eau Claire in Altoona, softball-sized hail came crashing through windows, busting out windshields on cars, and doing some damage. NWS in La Crosse is in Clark County today, looking at 3 to 4 different spots where twisters may have struck, like Loyal to Colby, which is just about 35 minutes west of Wausau. And the NWS Green Bay is in Marathon County in the Rib Falls area, surveying damage and possible touchdowns in Cronenwetter, too. Ping pong ball size hail was reported near there, as well as Stevens Point, where strong rotation was also seen near Plover. The NWS Milwaukee is in Juneau and Mayville in Columbia County, which is about an hour away from downtown Milwaukee. There, roofs are reported ripped off of homes, damage to buildings, power lines down, and trees. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes so far this year on April 28th. 3 of them were rated EF1s and 4 were EF0. EF1 tornadoes have wind gusts of 86 to 110 miles per hour. It's based on the Enhanced Fujita Scale damage indicators. So a tornado is actually rated on the damage it does. And this could take some time. I know that the National Weather Service offices are still planning to look at more areas tomorrow, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the severe weather recently hitting the area, it's very important to be cautious of any downed or leaning trees and downed power lines. Please also be mindful of any crews working to clear these obstacles, and be sure to incorporate extra time to let them safely do their jobs. Remember, they're there to help you and ensure that the roads stay safe for everybody. And please remember, do not approach any downed power lines. Simply stay away and contact local authorities to inform them of the location of the line. Always assume that any downed lines are live and dangerous. May 16th, 17th, and 18th, the Park Falls Knights of Columbus are having their annual Tootsie Roll Drive at Super One. There will also be a representative at the Park Falls Dollar General, with 100% of proceeds benefiting the Laura Jean Zach Center in Glidden. Once again, that's taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's May 16th, 17th, and 18th at Super One and at the Dollar General, right here in Park Falls. Governor Evers wants to contribute to growth in the tourism industry, and that includes establishing a new grant program to support Wisconsin's rural creative economies. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers is proposing a $34 million investment for the State Department of Tourism. This is in the 2025-2027 budget. Within that, he also highlights farms.
Farmers are seeing another loss in revenue this year, projected by the USDA. Farmers need an additional revenue stream. Farmers want to tell their story and invite guests to the farm, and that is agricultural tourism.
That's Sheila Everhart from Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism. She was on Civic Media Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
And we're still fighting a battle about our iconic farm weddings. We need a trailer bill to make sure small family farms can stay viable. So we are continuing on that forefront about public policy and really helping small family farms and the consumer.
Governor Evers and Secretary Sayers said the state brought in a record $25 billion from tourism in 2024, and the industry saw growth in every single county. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Twins at AmFam Field. The crew coming off that 9-5 win over the Guardians when Sal Frelick finally hit his second home run of the season and celebrated by spiking his helmet in the dugout. Was that premeditated?
Well, not premeditated. A lot of emotion. Not really a lot of frustration. I don't think that's the right word. I think more just like making sure when good things happen, like guys are fired up and, you know, even when they don't, like guys have good at bats without a result, go give them a pat, stuff like that, so. Yeah, just trying to fire some guys up, I guess.
NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive line coach, DeMarcus Covington, who says he never had talent like Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, or Kenny Clark in his 8 seasons with the Patriots.
You're talking to a guy who's, I don't think I've ever had a coach the first-round draft pick. So you're talking to a guy who can develop players and guys who already established themselves.
That's the Packers defensive line coach, DeMarcus Covington, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky with passing showers and breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still a little windy, highs in the mid-50s. Sunshine, but only mid-50s Sunday. Rain chances return later Monday and especially into Tuesday. Currently at 68.
98Q Country.
Take my eyes Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my
she
mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my
she
mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time.
Q Country, that's Sammy Kershaw kicking off the 4 o'clock hour with us. Five in a row to start it. Gray here with you in the afternoon show. This five in a row, though, comes from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. Though you can also find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, where they have their K&B appliance outlet. Regardless of where you find them, though, K&B Refrigeration helps you with your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. Give K&B a call today, and stay tuned for the rest of this five in a row, because right afterwards, we're talking Jaden Reed today, Packers wide receiver, coming into his third season this year. He talks to a lot of people. He talks to incoming rookies. He talks to the Packers front office. Both of these two conversations that he's had, first of all with incoming rookies and with the front office, they mean very different things, and I want to break down both of those two conversations. One of them's kind of troubling, one of them's kind of encouraging. I'm not sure how to take Jaden Reed this year, except to be hopeful. Lee Bryce is up next. Here's Rumor on 98Q.
Girl, you know I've been known you forever. How many nights we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking, girl, should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town
last week
or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make it, we make it true. What you say we make it true?
Are you ready for us?
Okay. It's Friday.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
98 Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out, just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think pick on that. Get her off my mind.
Get her off my mind.
I need you one more time. Come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I poured straight and strong.
Country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Well, early this morning it dawned on me the kind of man she needs. Me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Night I came home at a quarter till three, and to my surprise she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd have never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Mark Chestnut on 98Q Country. That was It's a Little Too Late, following Jason Aldean with Whiskey Drink. So, a lot of Packers coaches, front office members, assistant coaches have been doing pressers lately. One of them, the Packers passing game coordinator, Jason Vrabel, who mentioned specifically that Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed is up to about 199 pounds. He came in at about 185 a couple years ago and has apparently already made a mark as one of the leaders of the group this offseason, specifically pointing out that Reed has been, quote, helping Matthew Golden with every single play, end quote. Matthew Golden, of course, the first-round rookie wide receiver who broke that 23-year streak of the Packers not taking first-round wide receivers. So pretty encouraging to see one of those numbers members, one of those members of that three-headed monster last year. We had no number one receiver last year, and we thought we would be okay going into the season like that. Well, the Packers proved last year that we needed someone designated number one, not to just pick one of what we had, but we needed somebody to step up and prove that they were that number one. Well, it seems like at least in the locker room, Jaden Reed might be that guy, or might be preparing that guy, Matthew Golden, one way or the other. Encouraging to see that. I was in the comments of this post about this conversation specifically, and the general feeling in the comments is that Reed is in good position to break out this year. It's his third season. Remember the Devontae Adams trajectory that was pretty bad those first couple of years, but over those first two seasons, Jaden Reed has put together 1,650 receiving yards, 282 rushing, 17 touchdowns, and on just 60% of snaps. He is therefore, in some ways, a breakout candidate this year to really explode. The problem is he's only playing 60% of snaps. He's usually only there in the slot in three wide receiver sets. So that's why it's kind of tough to call him our top receiver. Each player, go down the list, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, we're not even going to talk about, but each one has reasons, specific ones and different ones, that stop them from being the number one wide receiver. Which is why it's really weird that Reed's agent called him that. We'll talk about that later this hour, though. Let's get a check of the weather and the Motorsports Minute, along with a word from sponsors up next on 98Q Country. More football later this hour.
98Q Country.
Teams gear up for this weekend's All-Star Race. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR All-Star Weekend begins today at the North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina with practice and qualifying for Sunday's 250-lap main event and the NASCAR Open. Chase Elliott says no matter the type of race, points, or exhibition, it still means a lot to drivers and teams to come out on top.
All-Star race or the Clash or any other exhibition race that we do, they're all hard to win. Like, it's not easy, and it's not like people just show up and don't try. You're getting everybody's best all the time.
Our live coverage from North Wilkesboro begins today with practice and the Pit Crew Challenge beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. See the full weekend schedule at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Lose value, securities, and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Are you ready for a Northwoods Music Festival like never before? 18 artists from 13 states, 2 days, jam-packed at Big Dipper Fest. May 24th and 25th on Shady Knoll Road, featuring Dig Deep, Tyler and the Train Robbers, the Big Dipper Band, Artist at Large Kevin Tressler, and so many more. Incredible food on site from Taco Dan, Lola's Lunchbox, and CJ's Coffee and Cream. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for tickets and details. Presented by the Big Dipper and Idle Hour Resort. Dipper Fest, May 24th and 25th. Be there!
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. we at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northland Gutter Professionals, who specializes in seamless aluminum rain gutters and more. Contact Dakota at 715-562-0992.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
At Enbridge, partnering with Indigenous communities is central to how we live and work. Our commitment is reflected in our actions. The Line 5 Segment Relocation Project will invest millions in local and Native-owned businesses, provide wages for tribal members, and include Native Americans in the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky with passing showers and breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still a little windy, highs in the mid-50s. Sunshine, but only mid-50s Sunday. Rain chances return later Monday and especially into Tuesday. Currently at 68.
Are you guys ready for some music?
Got my 40 clocked in, ready for some rocking.
Friday.
Get down.
98Q Country.
Smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road, had the guns on the radio. Wasted time, oh, that wasted time. Out of nowhere, it slipped away. And the rope by the river hangs silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain.
side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sing, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Summertime and American honey. Get caught in the race of this crazy life, trying to be everything can make you lose your mind. I just wanna go back in time to American. Summertime and American honey. I've gone for so long now, I gotta get back to her somehow, to American honey. Summertime and American honey. And American honey.
Lady A on 98Q, that was American Honey following Wasted Time from Keith Urban. The middle of the hour means another set of five of your favorite country songs. Three more coming at you from Blake Shelton, George Strait, and Kenny Chesney. And then, during the football hour here in the 4 o'clock hour, it's been Jaden Reed today. Jaden Reed, wide receiver, third-year wide receiver for the Packers. He's apparently been making himself known as a leader in the locker room, but also has been making it clearly known that he's a little worried about his spot on the team. I'll tell you why I think so and what it means for the future. Blake Shelton coming up next, though, on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me.
millions and millions the same. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing.
We went out last night like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, in a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and their mother. There were people doing body shots up on the bar, Jimmy and a fist fight out by the car. Everybody was some kind of star when we went out last night. Well, the fact that I'm still breathing means that I must have survived.
Kenny Chesney here on 98Q Country. Went out last night following Blue Clear Sky, George Strait himself. This hour talking about Jaden Reed, Packers third-year wide receiver, poised as a breakout candidate, but has some real issues beating man coverage. He absolutely feasts against zone, and that's why he only sees the field 60% of the time that the Packers are on offense, that is. But he's also really worried about his status with the team, or maybe his agent is, maybe both of them are cooperatively. Jaden Reed and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who seems to represent half the league, I will say, had a meeting with Brian Gutekunst, general manager of the Packers, to discuss his role with the team after the Packers drafted two wide receivers this year. Per Adam Schefter, who was reporting this originally a couple weeks ago now, quote, "It will not affect Reed's status as the team's top receiver," end quote. And yes, he is the most productive receiver, especially over the last two seasons with the Packers, but it just feels really weird to call him the top receiver when he's only in the slot, only on the field 60% of the time, and only in specific personnel packages. Like, the Packers are not currently bending over backwards to get Jaden Reed on the field. If they were, maybe he'd have some decently gaudy numbers, but the reason that's not happening is because, like I said, he can't seem to beat man coverage. And honestly, Jaden Reed's inability to beat man coverage is right there alongside Christian Watson's blown-up knee for top reason we needed receivers. Some kind of help, one way or the other. Free agency, draft, didn't matter. Coming into this current offseason we're in, we needed receiver help because we couldn't beat man. Jaden Reed can't beat man, so this is weird. We clearly brought people in to carry some of the slack that he can't pick up. I'm okay with him not being the top receiver on the team if someone else steps up to do both what he can do and what he can't. I don't know. This was just a weird thing to see from his camp, the top receiver on the team. Clearly, he's worried about how much money he's going to be worth. If he's not involved in the offense, he won't be able to demand as much in his upcoming contract. And that's always what's going to worry team or what's going to worry players and agents. But they can't pretend that he's even on the field three quarters of the time. Keep your eye on Jaden Reed this year. My big question, what will they be saying at the end of this coming offseason? Will the team and Jaden Reed agree on what happened in 2025? Come this time next year, basically. Stay tuned. That's the end of the Football Hour today on 98Q Country. I've got more country music for you after a word from sponsors. And then to start the 5 o'clock hour, some birthdays today on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North and McKen's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Precor Chiropractic in Phillips, dedicated to providing exceptional care and promoting overall wellness through a comprehensive range of services.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season, and we're kicking it off with free smoothies. Wear your flip-flops, head into your local cafe, and join the free smoothie party for National Flip-Flop Day on Wednesday, May 28th from 2 to 7 p.m. Start your summer with a refreshing and free 12-ounce sunrise sunset smoothie. Yeah, it's really that easy. Summer is here at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's Tropic Time. Terms and conditions apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Birchland Realty in Phillips,
the area's leading realtors in terms of integrity, service, and results.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Forward Bank of Phillips and Park Falls, who build strong foundations in the community and offer an array of unique services. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean, it's all the same.